What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Book. I'm here with my boo-boo, Shanunu, and my co-host.
Smiley, what it do? We are back at it again.
Yeah.
And we are...
Worry about it tomorrow.
So we are back with another episode. Oh my gosh, I talk with a lisp. Have I always talked with a lisp?
Yeah.
I talk with my tongue.
That's a lisp. That's a... Tis a lisp.
No, I mean, like, I'm just realizing I talk with my tongue. That's crazy.
No, how old are you?
Bitch.
It's like, have you not been doing two seasons of a podcast to hear yourself talk? What do you be listening to? When you edit?
That pause is me looking at her like, do I really want to mush her face?
Like, that's wild. How do you not know how you talk? Anyway, we want to apologize for the last episode. Y'all, it was trash.
Give a disclaimer beforehand saying, hey, this is something new. We're trying something new.
We did. It just didn't work out.
We don't know how it was going to go.
It didn't go well.
I wasn't even sick.
And it didn't sound bad when we recorded it, which is the extra confusing part, because it was just like hearing it back. Well, I could only listen to like 5 minutes, but like hearing it played back, I was just like, oh my God, what is this?
Okay, and so I was just like, okay, I listened to it when I was editing it, I was like, okay, it's fine, but I'm just like, okay, when I was editing, I was like, okay, it sounds like crazy, and I was like, maybe I was sick and I don't remember that I was sick, or I was having allergies that day, I don't know what was going on. But when I actually talked to Bug, I was like, so was I sick? Like,
no. It just recorded crazy. Like, even when we said worry about it tomorrow, it sounded like we said it at the same time.
So when we recorded it, I was like, we're not saying it on the same time. And she was like, yes, we are. I was like, are you sure?
That means I must have been the one who was lagging.
and then she was like, no, I'm hearing it at the same time as you. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm just hearing it as a lag, but it's not actually lagging. You know how.
Turns out it was a lag.
It was actually really lag.
It was really bad.
Well, don't say anything bad, but okay.
We won't do it again. I can promise you that. That'll be the last time we try it like that.
We might give it a try on a different platform.
Yeah, like something else entirely.
We were told it records better on phone
instead of the laptop, because we did ours on a laptop. So the person we got referred to for it was like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, you know, it works better on phone. So I was like, oh okay, all right, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because this was not it.
It was pretty bad, and I'm usually not one that's like, you know, like anal about stuff. I'm just like, okay, well, whatever. I was listening to it and I was like,
yikes.
I was like, do we have to put this out?
It might not stay up long. I'm not even gonna hold you. That jump might get dropped.
So if you haven't heard it yet, go listen to it.
No, please
give us,
don't.
Give us some views.
Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Go listen to every other episode but that one.
So we are here today to talk about well, this year, Boog recently turned 30.
Yeah.
I'm turning 30. 30. She reminds me of like Daria or like Tina from Boss Burgers. Like,
yeah, monotone is, I don't know what.
Yikes. But yeah, so we was just coming in. We like, yo, yay, what 30. Is the difference that was different in us than when we were 20? You know, career paths, things that we have in our lives.
What career path?
How we view, like, yo, you sound so, like, this is literally yin and yang episode. Like, she just sounds so full of dark energy and clouds over her head. I mean,
so it's an accurate portrayal to how I feel.
It's raining outside. She just sounds like life is terrible.
It is.
Like, and I'm over here like, yay, flowers and butterflies and rabbits.
And I'm like, go ahead, be happy.
So that's how this episode is going to go. I can see it's going to be a yin and yang episode. And I'm okay with that. We don't have to always
yin yang is the sign.
It is. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Did that hurt? I'm sorry.
Don't blame him, guys. It's fine. I do all the merch. So, you know, I see that thing like 50 million times a week. He don't really see it like that. Like, I literally see that sign 50 million times. It's impossible for me to get it out of my head. I see it on Canva. I see it on Instagram. I see it on Twitter.
I was just on Instagram.
I see it in my phone. I see it on all my clothes because I got about 50 items from the store in my closet.
I was just on Instagram looking at this.
I just wore it today. I wore the weight sweatpants, which are super comfy, by the way, guys. And comfy. I wore the sweatshirt, too, the maroon sweatshirt. That joint is super comfy. Mm. My girlfriend just... shout out, Britt. She just got the hoodies. She got two of the hoodies. And she's like, yo, I thought you were just like hyping it up when you told me how comfortable this hoodie is. Bro, do the sweatpants feel like this? I was like, yes. She's like, oh, I'm about to go buy some mm-hmm. right now. And she surely went ahead, you know, and got her little cart together. So, yeah, I'm not ashamed of plugging my clothes. Go buy some.
No, for real. My mom actually has her own merch line as well. And she sells hoodies. Do I always talk like this?
Yes.
She sells hoodies. she when she tried our hoodie, because she bought our hoodie. Well, Bugs hoodie. She bought Bugs hoodie.
Because he had quit that at that point.
Like, she bought Bugs hoodie. And she was like, oh my God, I love this material. It's so comfy. She really wears it.
All the time. Every time I'm over there, she's wearing it.
That's like honestly part of her night clothes. She'll wear it to bed. It's so comfortable.
It is so fluffy on the inside.
Yes. She actually changed our line to what she used. Well, the stuff we use for our materials, she uses now for hers. So I thought that was pretty dope because she literally changed everything. Awesome. Why does she have to sell like this about everything? Anyway.
Oh yeah, you can check her out. Her thing is Her Money.
Yes, Her Money. I don't. It's on Instagram.
Yeah, Her Money. Just look comments. For Her Money. Yeah.
So back to what I was saying. So we're just kind of coming here to check in on where we feel after a decade.
I got my first waist beads today.
Your what?
Waist beads.
Oh, waist.
What you thought I said?
I thought she said I got my first waist beat. And I was like,
what? Waist beat?
Yeah.
What like, is that?
I don't know. Oh. I was like,
I thought it was a thing.
Are you like, saying you got it beat hip? Up? Or like, oh. You
know, like you I know? Feel like I got beat up. My body hurt.
I was thinking more like, I beat the pussy up.
Oh, no. No.
Right. I was like, is that
what that has not happened. I might as well be celibate at this point.
Yo, stop playing. You are so dramatic.
No, I'm so serious.
She's so dramatic.
It's been like 2 weeks.
Like I said, so dramatic. It's been like 2 weeks. Somebody's going to be celibate.
Might as well.
What? What?
You choose not to have sex, so I don't really care.
I'm not even just talking about me. Like, it ain't
what
even
been
like
a month. About?
It ain't even been like 2 months.
Might as well be.
It's been 2 weeks. And she's like, I might as well be celibate. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, for me, there's been a lot of change of in myself since I was 20. I'm not the same person that I was when I was 20. Why is that funny? What the fuck? What is wrong with you?
I don't know why I'm laughing.
She's just sitting like she's cracking up. I think she's in the middle of a mental breakdown.
I'm not gonna hold you. I'm like so depressed right now.
And I know, like, yo, she's just going, she's having a mental breakdown. Right on the show. Like,
oh, my God. And it's so crazy because I've been, like, on the precipice for the last 2 weeks. And I don't know what is happening, but this microphone being in my face is just like, be crazy. Let it out.
I'm just like, okay, sis.
I also did some new exercises in therapy on Thursday. Like, we're doing artwork and stuff. And it seriously broke me down.
Really?
Which is really good. Yeah, like, she had me draw how I was feeling. And low-key, the drawing looked like super chaotic. And then it looks like there's a human in the middle with, like, this darkness coming out of their head. And it's all in swirls. Mm. And I never took my pencil off the paper. I'll show it to you after this.
Yes, please do. That sounds interesting.
I was like, wow, look at you.
I mean, she might be the next Van Gogh.
Oh, God, please. So I can get some money. Please buy it before I die.
Guys, I just want y'all to remember this episode. Like, put it in your archives and everything.
So when I'm not depressed like this anymore, you can be like, you remember that time? Or you wanted to go play in traffic? Or jump off a bridge? Or take a bunch of your sleeping pills?
And your co-host was just sitting there like, hi!
Like, I love the rain. It's gloomy. Woo!
Right? I'm just like, yay, it's such a nice day outside.
This is the best day of my life.
Yes, I mean, I have just been in such good spirits lately. And I have been in such great spirits lately. I've been feeling amazing.
Why is that?
I don't even know. Like, nothing's happening. Honestly, like, the guys that I was talking to stopped really talking to me. I'm not talking to nobody. I'm not, like... I mean, something is changing career-wise. Like, I might be becoming a permanent member on my team instead of contractor, and I'm getting a raise if I do.
Oh, that's awesome. I was going to ask you if they're paying you more.
Yeah, definitely paying me more. And I'm asking for more than they normally pay, but I'm a college-educated person, and so that's the point of... getting the degree so you could ask for more money. So.
Right.
I got my degree.
Which I did not do. My stupid behind.
And my degree is actually in this field for communications, mass communications, and I'm working in customer service on the phone. So.
It's the same.
Give me. I mean, I went for a journalism track. So literally, okay. My whole degree is about talking to people and effectively listening.
I would have thought that would have been doing a podcast for a year.
Oh, gosh.
That's fine.
Yikes. Not gonna do this here. So anyway, so when I was 20, I was super. I was super chipper. I was super insecure. I was super naive and very ignorant. Not even like in like the bad way, but I literally was just ignorant about the world. Like, you know,
I thought you said you changed.
I did.
Oh.
Yo, is this like an episode just to shade Smiley?
I feel like you're still super naive. You just like want to see the best, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I just don't think it's changed.
Right, but see, that's different now. Like, I want to see the best in people, but when I was 20,
you didn't
just
need to have an off button.
Right, okay, I just thought everyone had the best. Like, there's no way people could be bad.
Oh no, they're demons.
Right, I know this now. I still want to see the best in people.
Got you.
But I, you know, people.
That's
people
a valid mean. Difference. Yeah. That's a real difference.
People, are, I mean, like now I could be like, no, I can't stand some people. When I was 20, I would never say that. I'd be like, no, everyone's good. Like, it's fine. Oh, they hurt me? They'll change.
They won't.
No, they'll change. People are good. People are inherently good.
People suck.
Now I think people are inherently bad.
Oh, for sure. I definitely do.
But I still think there's plenty of wonderful and great people in the world. I still love to meet people. I still love to talk to people. I'm more so, I like much more my own company now than I used to back when I was 20. Now it's like, I can't get enough of my own company.
That seems accurate.
When I was 20, I was still planning my wedding. I knew I was going to get married one day. Now I don't know if I want to be married. Why is that funny?
You said what?
I said, why is this funny? I actually enjoyed the shade that she is throwing at me on this episode. Probably because I'm in such great spirits. So
it's probably.
It's not affecting me. It's just like, it's fine. I love you. Throw shade at me all you want. It's fine. It comes from a
place
of
love. No, I was laughing at the part about college because it made me think about ATL.
Oh.
Right. That's why I started laughing.
So, to be clear, this is actually funny. That's actually not the only reason I don't want to get married anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it started with that because, you know, I wanted to get married and he did not. And he told me he don't know if he ever wants to get married. So I kind of trained myself to stop thinking about getting married. But now it's more so.
That is just the craziest thing to me. I'm going to train myself not to get married because the nigga who don't even know if he want to date me don't want to get married. Like, why would you ever?
20-year-old me.
Facts.
I would not do that now.
Absolutely not.
But first off, this one not even gonna let me do something like that. She would beat me up.
I'd be like, are we back in college?
Do you not remember when you said you wasn't gonna do this?
Bruh. I mean, we did this for like 2.5-3 hours. Are we doing this again? Are we doing this again? Because I'm not doing it again.
I'm not. I promise. But no, now, I don't know. Like, the thought of marriage, it just doesn't seem.
I don't want it.
Feasible.
Absolutely not.
So you really just gonna be with me for the rest of my life? Nope. You're not gonna cheat?
They are. I am.
I might. Like, I might. I mean,
I told Mufasa, like, I need to have a hall pass every once in a while, because if you really think it's gonna be possible for neither one of us, and he wants to be a huge rap star, you really think you're gonna be going on tours and going to the studio?
Being away for months.
Being
and
away.
Months.
And you want me to be pregnant, and you want me to have kids. So you think I'm gonna be taking care of the kids by myself? You think I'm gonna be doing house and home by myself? Like, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. You gonna be gone. And that's the funny part, because, like, even we got into this, I'm not even gonna say it was like a disagreement. We even got into a disagreement earlier because I was like, I haven't seen you like all week or whatever. And all you've been doing is at home doing music stuff. I could have came over and brought like a book to read, like, and had headphones in my ear, like, just to be in the same space. Oh, I don't like people around when I do my music. I don't like, no, I don't want you huffing and puffing. I've never huffed and puffed. I done sat in a studio for 5 hours, bored, because I forgot my book, and was like super encouraging. So it's just like, why? And music about to be your whole life. So not only do I not get time when you're on the road, I don't get time when you're home because you're gonna be recording, and then I have to deal with kids. I need another partner, because well, you're gonna be a third or half of a partner.
I would say, in Mustafa's defense, it depends on your mood sometimes. Sometimes you're okay with just sitting in the same space, but in some days you're like, no, pay me attention. Like, I knew that I was coming over here just sitting in this space, but no, pay me attention. So you never know what day that's going
to
be for
you. I don't really
you.
Care when it's music, because that's his job. To me, that's his job. So, like, I don't think of his music and doing stuff with his music as, like, a hobby. For me, when I see him doing that or he talks to me about it, that's work.
Got you.
So, like, there is no pay attention to me. Like, cool, let me have a shirt so I can smell you. I'm going to sit here, read a book, it's watch a movie corner. On my laptop, play Civilization on my laptop.
I can see that. I can see you being like that about his work.
And if I get hungry, I'll just order some food. Like, I don't need you to take care of me. I'm not a child.
You can't go to the refrigerator? Oh, okay. So, I mean, I get it. I can understand both sides.
I couldn't even stay for more than a day. So, I highly doubt a fridge is...
You're going to get your hands chopped off.
Like, I don't think that's in the negotiations here.
You're going to be like, good, the kid, they get that shit chopped off.
Just saw it. It's fine. I don't need them. It's not like they don't hurt every day anyway.
Oh, my gosh. No, we need your hands.
I really don't. At this point, I'm almost about to cut them off myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Just give me some prosthetics. But it's probably still going to hurt because people be like, they have phantom pain. So it still defeats the purpose.
I've heard that, actually. Like, some people said that when they had prosthetics, it hurts more than when they had it.
When they had the... Yeah.
I'm like, yikes.
That's depressing. What options do I have? Like, I'm about to OD on painkillers at this point, dog.
Stop it. Anyway, so... Yeah, not sure if I want to get married anymore, especially...
Well, at least you just say you're not sure. I just know for a fact. I'm just not with it.
I mean, I don't have really... That's so depressing to say. I don't really have any good examples of love. I don't know anyone in my life who has been, like, in love for an extended period of time, and it's like, oh, they are happy, like, oh, I aspire to be that, or, like, this is something I want to see. I don't know. Like, can't say for my parents, can't say for family member. I don't... I don't see it.
I mean,
that's so depressing.
You watch movies and stuff. You read
right,
books.
That's TV, and from what everybody says, that's just TV. Love don't happen like that in real life, so
it doesn't tend to.
So I'm just like, okay. So if I really, I just, and plus, I really, I'm not gonna say I don't believe in divorce, but
oh, I do.
I just don't. I will just be down. I mean, we fought so hard as LGBTQ to get married. And for me to finally be able to get married and get married to someone and then I divorce them, I just feel like...
Girl, slaves fought to get married too. So that don't stop the single black
slaves
family.
Slaves fought
rate.
To vote and then they
don't vote. I'm so mad at the system.
I'm not going to use it.
You're voting. You can't possibly take your vote matters. But I'm going to not vote and still complain. And then when nothing changes, I'm going to be like, oh, you voters thought it would change. Okay, but the right people, we didn't win.
We didn't win. No one won.
We did not win.
I don't know. For me, just personally, it just feels like a slap in the face to all the people that marched before me to get divorced.
But so you know... I really don't care. I personally feel like when I do get married, I'm going to put a 5-year clause on that joint. And it's going to be like, after 5 years, either we can decide to stay married for another 5 years or we can separate.
So what's the point of getting married?
Exactly.
I'm more
there
so...
is no such thing as forever. You could not pay me to believe that there is a such thing as forever where nobody ever cheats. It's not possible.
It's not even just about cheating for me. I feel like after a long period of time, I'm going to get bored. I'm just going to wake up and be like,
oh, I can keep myself entertained. It's definitely about the cheating for me.
Well, I mean,
And I'm cool with my husband having a little side bitty. I don't care. We can set up a schedule. Like, once a month, twice a month, we can go out and do whatever, and then come home.
I'm not cool with none of that. I don't see it.
You can be in a room next to me in the hotel. I really don't care. That way we can sleep together at night, but get our rocks off.
What? Separate. So you still want to sleep with him after he just had sex with somebody else that same day?
Yeah, take a shower.
In that same bed that he just had sex with somebody else in?
I don't care.
That's crazy. I mean, not crazy, like, bad. Like, that's crazy. Wow, that's wild. I can never.
Bro, I was in college having sex with niggas, having sex with other people. Why would now, all of a sudden, I give a, why would I care now?
That's true. Like,
that's why, and the people I used to have sex with, they can tell you, like, oh, she never cared. Like, she never got jealous. It is not in me. I don't care.
That's crazy.
The only person I get jealous about is Mufasa, because that's how our relationship kind of went. But that's not me. That's not my natural state. I genuinely do not care. If you be like, oh, I want an open relationship. Oh, that's great. That's great for me. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. You're going to be thinking you doing something you want to do. You actually blessing my whole life.
This was all the plan.
Yeah, we was talking about that earlier. He was like, oh, if I ever meet SZA or Seven or Tinashe, I was like, oh, please sleep with him. Go ahead, sleep with him. He was like, I'm not doing that if I have a person. Why? What's wrong with you?
Record it.
Sleep with... Oh, let me sit and watch. Matter of fact, let me watch.
I mean, I get that. And I'm not gonna lie, I was the same way in college too. When I was with Charcoal,
okay.
Not ATL. No.
I was like, when were you ever like
when
that?
I was with Charcoal, because for one, we didn't live in the same place. So before I even went off to college, he was like, you know, I like sex. And I was like, that's fine. Do whatever you want when you come
we
visit
me. We talked about that, because I was like, if I move to South Carolina. I'm gonna be getting something.
Right. When you come to town, like, we're together. But when you're not here, like, okay.
Free falling.
Do what you want. Just be honest and keep us safe.
Right. What is safe? I just want to know what is safe. Are you educated or not? Like, what in God's name is safe?
I don't even know why.
You sound so crazy.
I'm probably watching too much of RuPaul's Drag Race. It's this guy out there with a lisp.
So you copy him off TV? So if you can copy a lisp off TV, you can copy love.
Shut up. Yo, I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know what's going on with me today. Anyway, the only reason why I got mad with Charcoal is because we was having unprotected sex. And so
he lied, right?
Right, you didn't tell me you had sex with somebody else.
Right, that's a problem.
While you're having, and you probably had unprotected
sex. But you're stupid for not thinking he would do that.
I was 20. That's 20-year-old me.
That's like me with, I don't even care about using his alias anymore. That's like me with Martez thinking he was actually going to be faithful. Absolutely.
I swear you didn't think that. I swear you couldn't have.
I did before he cheated. The first couple months, I definitely did. But then when he flew to...
The first couple months or the first couple times?
No, he only cheated on me, quote unquote, once.
Oh.
And that's with Royce.
When he was on the plane.
When he went to
the
Seattle.
The cast. The girl.
Broken legs. Broken. Yeah.
Okay. And we was in New Orleans.
Like, how do you cheat on me with somebody and both her legs are broken?
He don't got to do much work.
and then this is even funnier. And then I told y'all this before, but I'm gonna say it again because now you know his name. And then had the audacity to FaceTime me to try. What was it, FaceTime or Snap? I think it was Snapchat. I didn't have an iPhone back then. And so he was trying to Snapchat me, video Snapchat me or whatever, trying to have sex or whatever. What do we call it? Phone sex? Video sex. Virtual sex. Okay, yeah. And I was like, oh, I got company. And so he got, like, real offended or whatever. He was like, what you mean you got company, blah, blah. I was like, my friend spent the night because I had really bad anxiety. I called him to come stay. And he's like, oh, you got another nigga in the house, blah, blah, blah. And he got super, super mad. Like, got super, super mad. Made me feel so bad about it. Me and my friend didn't do absolutely anything. He gave me a back massage. He was like, oh, do you still have a nigga? You trying to move? And I was like, nah, I still got my nigga. And so he was like, all right, cool. So we went to sleep. How you mad about a nigga here that I didn't do nothing with, and you balls deep having sex with this girl just about every night, as she so stated, just about every night. Yikes. Y'all spent the night together.
Yikes.
Which is, I should have known, because every time he messaged me or did video, she was nowhere to be found. She got two broke legs. How is she nowhere ever around? I always
find that suspicious, because when I'm with my friends and, like, I'm on video chat with some dude or something, you'll hear them, see them, something.
You ain't even say, hey, hi, Royce Boog, want to say hi. Seeing as how I started I was cleaning horse poop at her horse farm. She was trying to teach me how to ride. I was cleaning. I was getting up at 5 in the morning to get to her barn at 6 to not even go home until 3 p.m. and was working the whole time. There was no lunch break. There was no lunch. I was working from 6 to freaking 2 to 2:30 in the afternoon. And I'm not complaining because I love horses. But you ain't even be like, I was stupid. Like, why did I not think something was up with that? Like, oh, Royce.
Younger versions of us.
I was dumb, is the point. I was dumb. Boog was dumb. I was. I'm not dumb no more, though.
Anyway, so that is definitely a thing that has changed about me, the whole marriage thing and being in a relationship and the way I deal with relationships. Because back then, I used to be like, yo, I'm with you. It's only you. Nobody else is attractive. There's nothing else going on in the world.
That's wild. I'm gonna lose myself. That's never been me.
Yeah. That... Honestly?
No, nobody else is attractive. Boy, do you see the world?
I would literally get in a relationship with anyone. And
oof,
and
I'm
just
aware.
Be like, it's just like...
No.
You, it's just you.
No.
It's just you.
I remember, because in Salisbury, I was like, oh, isn't he cute? Oh, I don't see. I was like, shut up. Oh, my God, that is sickening.
It is sickening. It's sickening to think about.
Like, you can't even say, oh, this person is attractive. I'm not asking if you want to have sex with them. Oh, my God. I just said, is he cute? He's cute.
He's cute. Yes, he's cute. That's it. I mean, golly gee, Willikers, who was I? Why was I this way? Oh, my gosh. I didn't know racism was a thing in my 20s. I had no fear of policemen in my 20s. My mom would be like, stop saying hi to the policeman. I'm like, why is the policeman? They protect us. Hi, Mr. Policeman. And she's like, stop bringing attention to us. And I never understood.
Yikes. That was never my life either.
I was one of them people that I just saw the good in the world. Even despite, Book will tell y'all, I was going through stuff. I had pretty shitty childhood.
This is trouble. This is facts.
But I don't know how
someone
I still saw.
Please call 911.
I don't know how I thought. I just saw the good in everything.
Maybe because your home life was so miserable. I went the exact opposite route. I was like, all y'all can eat my ass. I don't need friends. Like that. I don't need family. I still be like that now. I honestly. Once season 2 is over, ain't nobody seeing me.
Oh my gosh. Here she goes.
Don't call me. Don't text me. Just leave me alone.
She sounded like Mustafa. Like, I would just go back in the cut.
I am. I plan to. I'm over it.
Don't
want
to do anything to you. Oh my gosh. Like, why are you going back in the cut?
Why not? Is the better
question. Because there are people out here on the other side of the fence that like to be around you. Like,
oh, I could tell. I've been lonely.
Oh my gosh. But did she tell anyone she was lonely?
No. Why would I have to tell anybody?
How would they know?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. When I'm feeling lonely or upset, what do? I Marco Polo this hoe and be like, girl, I'm feeling lonely. I miss you. I want some attention. I want some affection. I love you, boo.
I'm good.
She don't do none of that shit. And just expect you to read her mind from the universe.
Okay.
And then she'd be the same one that'd be like, why don't niggas speak up? Why don't they just say what's on their mind? Why don't they just say how they feel it? But then turn around and don't do the same thing.
I don't care.
Do y'all see what I have to deal with?
I can be lonely. It's fine.
Do y'all see what I had to deal with?
If anybody cares, somebody would ask.
Why would anyone just know, are you lonely? Like, that's
not... Oh, I haven't seen you in about 2 weeks. How you been? I don't know. I've been fine. I guess. That's cool.
I talked to this hoe every other day.
That's so funny.
I talked to this hoe every other day. She ain't said nothing about being lonely. I just was texting her the other day, and I think I said, how are you? Just checking on you, and neither did it come in.
We're diamond.
Oh, she gonna make me pull out the receipts. No receipts. Pull it out.
She's so cute. We're looking at a kitty cat roll down. So it's like she's literally rolling down stuff, guys. Oh my gosh, she's so adorable.
No receipts. Oh my gosh.
I mean, she's just the cutest bunny. What were we talking about?
We were talking about me in my 20s. I'm sorry, y'all. We got distracted.
Wow. Okay.
What else? What else has changed about me from my 20s? I think that's
it. Girl, I don't know.
You've known me since I was in my 20s.
Oh, really?
She's known me since 21. She just makes me feel so insignificant. Like, yikes. And she's making this face like, welp. Like, she's making this face like, welp. And I'm just like, and it's fine, you know. I'm still gonna just keep letting her treat me this way. I feel like I'm in an abusive relationship, guys.
So. Of course he does.
Yeah, see, that got a rise out of her.
Like, all right, okay.
Such an emotionally abusive person.
All right. Anyway. That's so funny. That's so funny.
Why is that so funny?
That's so funny coming from you.
Coming from me?
That's hilarious.
Coming from me?
I didn't stutter. Stutter.
Y'all,
stutter,
do I even sound like someone that could be emotionally abusive? No, I don't. I don't think I've met anyone that could tell me I've been emotionally abusive. So, don't listen to her. Don't listen to her.
Don't listen to me.
Because I don't do that. What else has changed about me?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Do you not know me?
That's so funny you say that. Because you waited for 4 months to tell me you was done with the podcast. Because you thought I was going to be super mad and not want to talk to you. Do you know me?
She is still on this. This happened 2 months ago. Like, oh my gosh.
Oh, well. I thought you were going to be super mad, so I took my time to tell you.
First of all, she's not telling the whole story, guys. She's literally lying at this point. Oh. Like, I specifically said it wasn't even that I thought you was going to be mad. I didn't know what I wanted to do and what I really felt and where I was really at, and I was sorting that out.
But I'm going to just let you do most of the work while I try to figure it out.
Most of the work that you...
Make tweeting sure. Is a basic thing. Radio hosts have to tweet. Free has her own Twitter.
Oh my god. She's just, I don't think she's ever going to stop beating me up about this, guys.
No, but it's fine. I don't care anymore. I was just playing.
Yes, she I am going to be exiting the podcast.
Exiting, that's cute. He quit.
Oh my gosh. Do you want to talk about 20s to 30s or do you want to talk about me quitting the fucking podcast?
20s to 30s is good.
Are you sure? Because it don't sound like it.
Yeah, I was just playing. I don't really care. Today is a problematic day for me.
She just wants to be problematic. And I keep trying to ignore her, but she keeps...
It's hard to ignore me.
She knows what buttons to put. I'm just like, stop it. Anyway.
Anyway. So,
as I was saying... When I was 20, I also didn't believe in racism and didn't believe in things like cops.
He police sure brutality. Didn't. I used to tell him he was stupid.
And I was like, what? No.
He'd be like, damn, you're just prejudiced and blah, blah, blah. All right. Okay.
I would be like, that's not real. Like, why do you think all white people are mean? That's not true. Why are you acting this way?
I don't think all white people are anything, but it's enough.
Right.
To make it significant.
To make her be hesitant. And I would be like, why are you hesitant? Like, why would you think someone would think like that? People don't think like that. That's not true.
Yes, they do. They're trash. People are trash. Human beings are trash.
I now know that they are. It was one instance when I was in Salisbury and I went to a barber shop. And I walked in there and literally they all just stopped talking. And I was just like, hi. And again, this is super duper chipper nice me. Hi, guys, I'm just here for a haircut. We don't cut your kind here.
All right, I'm gonna just burn it down. That's how I feel like people need to start responding to racism. Burn it down.
I didn't even think that it was racist still. I was like, oh, is it my kind of hair? Like, is it because...
Wow.
I like have like a different type of hair. Like, I don't need much. I just need to get cut a little bit low. Well, we can't help you here. Oh. Okay. It wasn't until like later that day that I got home and I really thought about it. I was like, they were being racist. And I was like, oh.
Like, why does somebody have to tell you that? Why?
I just didn't think like that. I didn't think people was like that. I don't know. I didn't think people were like that.
They are. They really are.
When they tell you ignorance is bliss, it really is. That's what afforded me so much happiness.
It's bliss till you get lynched and set on fire.
That's very true.
Then you can be like, oh snap, how did I miss this?
I mean, it's not like people didn't tell me like that things like this happen. I just didn't believe it. It never happened to me. You know, when people say that this is a thing and then
you're like, I've never experienced. Mufasa does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh.
Oh, it didn't happen to me, so it's not possible. No, it's still possible, boo-boo. It's still a thing.
And then with cops, I never had a problem with cops growing up. Like,
I surely did.
I always looked at them as like protectors, and I was like,
oh, absolutely not.
Cops protect people. Like, why would I not? Why would I feel like anxious around them? And I'll be the type that would say hello to cops. I would like every time I got pulled over, I had really nice cops that would pull me over. I never had an issue, so I was just like, okay. Every time I got pulled over, like, I had nice cops. So I never had issues. I just thought, oh, okay, cops are cool.
That's really good for you, though. I'm glad you didn't have any terrible moments with the police.
Right. So it's like, it's a good and bad thing. Like, it's a good thing to be blessed and fortunate, but then it, like, it affords you with this ignorance and just not knowing.
Yeah. Because you're kind of sheltered, low-key.
Yeah. So it's like, when you go to a private school instead of a public school, like, you don't know how to act in certain situations because you went to private school. Like, you could tell people.
Right. The environment and culture is so different.
Right.
It's like a culture shock.
Yeah. So I was just like, I never knew this stuff until I kept seeing stuff on the news and how police were treating black people, and I was like, what, this is real?
It is.
And even back then I was like, well, not all cops are bad. Like, it's still like, that was just a little bit, that's just a select few. I still don't think all cops are bad. I don't put, what's the word, generalizations on entire
bias
groups of people
or prejudice.
Yeah, I don't do that, but I'm definitely more wary than I was back then. Like, I would get pulled over and be like, oh, it's fine. Searching all through my car for shit.
Like, goofy. He is goofy.
No hands on the steering wheel. Just looking everywhere. I never even thought like that. Now it's like I get pulled over. My heart's racing. I'm texting her like, okay, I got pulled over.
Call me.
call me. I need somebody here. Like, it shouldn't even have to be like that.
It shouldn't. I want to
cry just talking
time.
About it.
Every
like,
time
it shouldn't
I have
to be like that. Like, yeah. It shouldn't be that much fear to get pulled over, especially just for something like speeding or you missed a stop sign or you ran.
My experience in Salisbury was completely different, though. I actually had all good experience with cops, and they were all white. Like, one time I was drinking, then I had to go pick somebody up because Dre was like, I think his name was Hakeem, something. Anyway, he had been drunk and he like literally couldn't drive. So for whatever reason, Dre volunteered me to go pick him up. And
what
I was like,
people are volunteering.
I was like, bruh. He's like, well, I can't do it because I've been drinking. Okay, tell him to call a Lyft or Uber. I don't care. He's not my friend.
Right.
But then I was like, nah,
was no
bro, I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to have him, you know, hurt himself or whatever.
Right.
So I'm driving, Dre in the back seat. Somebody else was in my passenger seat. I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been any child. I had expired registration on my car. It got pulled over. I didn't have my license. I didn't have my wallet. I don't even know if I had my registration. So he was like, you know, I pulled you out. I said, no. He was like, license and registration. I said, I don't have it. He was like, what? I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I rushed out of the house because one of our friends is drunk and we just managed to convince him not to drive home. And he's like, okay, do you have the sticker for your license plate? I said, oh, yeah, my grandmother sent it to me. He's like, you have to put that on the car. I said, where am I supposed to put it? Nobody ever taught me that.
Right.
Did I grow up with a stepfather? Surely. But did he ever take the time to teach me anything about being an adult? Surely not.
No.
So I had no idea. And so he actually put the sticker on for me and let me sit in the car. And then he just told me to go. And if anybody say anything, tell him Officer So-and-so let you go and told him you just come home. And I was like, okay, great.
That's so awesome. I mean, I feel like it was easier because they were in a college town. They knew we were just a bunch of dumb kids. So
yeah,
I feel like they more lenient because it's a college town. So they just
yeah,
know.
So they didn't care.
They just know. They're just like, I mean, plus just three. I don't know. I feel like if I was a cop, I would be like, oh well, you're going to go pick up your drunk friend. So go do that.
Me as a cop, I'd be like, so why you dumbass and grab your ID? Especially if you're coming back from brew, like, you know they be pulling y'all over. Why wouldn't you grab at least your ID? I really wasn't thinking, though. I really genuinely wasn't. And then I had to drop them off, and then it was just
a mess.
Ugh, I was so irritated.
College was fun. I miss it.
I do too. I miss living by myself more than anything. I should have never moved back home. I should have stayed in Salisbury. Because at least I could have afforded it. I know.
Yeah.
Nobody told me to come back home. I shouldn't have.
I came back home because my plans didn't go through the way I thought it was.
I told you they weren't.
You did. I didn't make a backup. Again, younger me did not listen to people when they said bad things. I was like, what? You're stupid.
No. His best friend doesn't know. It's not like they don't live together and talk about everything.
I don't know. I guess it was just stupid of me to think that my boyfriend was going to come talk to me about the things instead of talking to other people.
I told him to. I thought he did. And we talked about it a little. Okay, but is that talking about it? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Did it get fully discussed? Did you blatantly say, no, this is not happening? Or did you say, well, I'm not too sure? That's breadcrumbing. That's breadcrumbing, people. Ooh,
that's breadcrumbing. We talked about that on the last episode.
Now, did you get here? That's what it is.
And that's the crazy part, because it was never like, I don't know, I don't want to. It was the only thing that was point of contention was we should have separate rooms. That was it.
That's when you should have known. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It is so dumb. But you know, some people don't like that. Some
that's like dumb.
I said that.
You
I was like,
literally were almost living at my house in the same room. So why would then that be an issue?
Like, why would we move and get separate rooms?
And when you asked me that, I told you you were stupid. I was like, why would you ever go live with somebody? Why would you go live with your nigga and be in a separate bedroom? That's dumb. That's you paying for more space to what? Y'all not sleeping in the same room at night?
Of living together is...
y'all could have made that a lounge room.
To save money so you don't have to get an extra...
Just goofy. I was like, does that make sense to you?
And I'm like, not
really. Oh, he likes his space. Oh, what's the one? What's the lounge thing?
Yo. Again, 20-year-old me, bro.
I personally don't think too much has changed about me since I was 20. I still don't care. I try. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
I think things have changed. I think you're more open to other people's point of view.
Oh, that's true.
You're more mature. You're more understanding. You're more open with your feelings.
And also, look what that gets me.
It gets you in good place. I'm going to smack the shirt.
It's like, what is the point?
What do you mean?
I feel like it's so counterproductive to life. How? I'd rather care less. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at.
That's just her protection talking. Her shield.
Well, they better be glad it's the protection and not the one who likes to kill people.
I think she has changed a lot.
I really don't. I honestly, I'm not even trying to be funny. I really don't think I've changed a whole lot. Like, yeah, I grew up, but... okay. Most people grow up, like...
Most people don't
grow up. I feel the same way about sex. I feel the same way about love. I feel the same way about family. I feel the same way about dysfunction. I mean, I feel the same way about people being disappointments. I mean, I don't really think a whole lot has changed. Like, people gonna do what they want. Whatever. At the end of the day, you by yourself. That's how you gonna come. That's how you came in the world. That's how you gonna leave.
That is so cynical, guys.
That also hasn't changed. I've always been a cynical person. People tell me all the time that I'm pessimistic. And my personal, I just think I'm realistic. A lot of people are really optimistic, but I feel like I am just realistic. Like, I'll say the good possibility and the bad possibility. People just want to hear the good possibility. Why? It's not real. That's not real.
I don't think it's only the good possibility. I mean, I think about the bad, too. I feel like you think the bad happened will more likely happen than anything else.
Oh, maybe that is making me pessimistic.
Right? Just like I do.
I feel like, statistically speaking, my brain just calculates it that way, because most of the time, the bad part is the part that I experience. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
Oh, that's my fine. Gosh. Yikes, guys. I'm sorry that we did this to her.
They're probably like, I didn't do nothing to this girl. I don't know her.
I meant... we, as in me and Mustafa and other people in her life.
I mean, I feel like that's a part of life. People are always going to be disappointing.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's better to just accept it, because the minute you think one person won't, they go ahead and do it. It's literally, to me, it's no point in faking the funk. Like, people are always going to do right by you or understand you.
They're not always
going to
do right by you.
Exactly. So it's going to be disappointing sometimes.
Right. That's the difference between people disappoint you sometimes and people are disappointing.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't think you're a disappointing person. You have disappointed me before, but you know, I don't think you're a disappointing person.
I didn't say it.
That you'll disappoint me.
Well, maybe you're disappointing and people are disappointing. I don't know, but disappointment happens a lot.
A lot?
Okay. Maybe not for you.
I mean, because I still have people in my life that haven't disappointed me yet.
Parents are disappointing. Siblings are disappointing. Family in general is so freaking pointing. Meh.
Meh?
Meh. I'm over it. already decided. This is my life. I don't want any more relationships. I don't want it. I don't want to get married. I don't even know at this point. If I have kids, I feel like I'm going to be one of them hippie moms that'd be like, all right, cool. Do what you want.
What?
Do what you want. I'm going to tell you the right thing, but if you do the wrong thing, whatever. I'm not even about to stress myself out. Like,
Uncle Smiley will be here to help you. I'm so sorry.
Like, why? I'd be depressed most of the year. What is the point of having children? What is the point?
Well, I mean, they can help add joy.
Ooh, no.
No?
So I can be like my parents? Absolutely not. I'm not having kids if I'm not stable. That's one thing I'm definitely not
doing.
That's
true.
Oh, no, so then my kids got to suffer.
Source
and stuff?
Of joy. Nothing should be your source of joy besides yourself.
Yourself. I believe that 100%.
So, but I mean, they can definitely add joy.
People say that so often, right? But I'd be like, that's such an ableist thing to say.
But
your only source of joy should be yourself. Tell that to people who are in pain every day and want to blow their brains out.
Well, no, I don't say your only source of joy.
Your main source then?
It should be like, you should never be like, I have to be with this person because they make me happy.
Oh,
you should
have happiness, I agree,
in yourself as well. Because for one, that's not healthy to the other person.
I agree.
Because that's just toxic. So you should have that in yourself. They should add to that for sure. They should be able to make you happier when you're not feeling so good. They should be able to make
contribute
you feel good.
Something.
Yeah. But should they be your happiness? Like, I'm at zero without you? Absolutely not.
I agree.
No, because as she said, people are disappointed.
They're going to disappoint you.
And that's not healthy. No one should have that type of pressure on them anyway.
Absolutely not. Which is why I think it's easier on people if they accept the fact that everybody is going to disappoint you at some point in some time. Like, it hurts less, I think, when you know at some point. And I don't mean, like, think about it all the time. Just have this moment where you're like, okay, they're a human being. They're probably going to disappoint me at some point. Mm-hmm. When that happens, feel what you feel, process it, and then just move on. Like, mm-hmm. Don't harp on it. Don't let it eat you up. You know, because the first time you experience any type of disappointment from somebody, especially if you don't think they're going to disappoint you, it can feel like your whole world is ending.
Yeah.
You know? So, to me, it's just better to be like, okay, it might happen. It might not, but not times. If any of y'all can tell me one human being who has never disappointed you, I will give you $1 trillion.
Vini.
Never once.
No. Not yet. Do I think she won't? Same. Yeah.
And Millie.
Who?
And Millie.
Yeah.
And Boy George. No, I take it back. And Millie.
That's interesting.
Not yet. Nope. Do I think that they will disappoint me? Absolutely. I think they have potential to disappoint me at times. Yeah.
You what?
I don't anticipate.
That's interesting.
Yeah. She's never disappointed me.
I don't step into the game saying, oh, guys, I'm going to lose.
You're not on this episode. Be quiet. You ain't want to be here. You ain't want to put in your 2 cents.
But yeah, I mean, I think I'm not saying that's unhealthy. What you're saying makes sense. If you just accept that people are going to disappoint
that it's a possibility.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you were saying it at first, I just thought you were just saying it in like the worst way possible. Like,
no.
All people are terrible. They're all just going to make you feel like shit.
Like what? I can get disappointed that my friend started dating this really ugly dude who don't even treat her right. But after they break up, she keep dealing with him. Mm-hmm. That could disappoint me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love you no less, but that's disappointing. Like, you deserve so much better than that.
Right.
Boom.
Okay.
Just like that. And then you move on.
Okay.
Because people aren't perfect. And a lot of times we think that our friends or our family members are going to be perfect. They are not. They're just people.
Yeah. I don't expect my friends to be perfect. It don't hurt no less when they do disappoint me. But I don't expect my friends to be perfect. I feel like perfection is an illusion. So,
I agree. No, I think that people who act like they're perfect usually have a whole lot going on inside. Like, mm-hmm.
Like I did in college.
Yeah. And Alexis.
Oh, she does act like she does.
She likes to put on the front like she has everything together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but it's a lot of pain behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be like that, and then I just don't care.
You did.
Mm-hmm. I used to be like, oh, I have everything in order. I'm fine. Everything is great.
No. No, you're not.
And I wasn't. And now I just be like, cool, I'm depressed.
I'm like, cool. Is there anything we could do about it? No. Okay. Well, sometimes you have to sit with it. One thing about us, we know depression. So we know.
Tired of knowing depression. Either take me out or leave me alone.
That might be that Kelly Clarkson song, What's Up Lonely.
Like, honestly, are you going to, is this the end of the road? Or are you leaving? Because we both can't keep staying here.
Well, you know, and then it comes about, so what are we doing to make sure that we're not depressed any longer? That's usually what books say to me. I'll be like, well, I'm depressed. And she'd be like, okay, so what are you doing to stop
being
depressed?
Nothing. Normally, it's nothing. Sitting around playing video games, going to work, eating, laying down, sitting down all day. Not going outside. Okay. You made yourself depressed. Where's the sunshine? Where's the exercise? Where's anything other than sitting down? Sitting is depressing. I remember when I used to work 8-hour shifts, bro. I used to be so upset getting off work. Like, God, dog, bro. I've been sitting. I've just been sitting. Like, I be wanting to throw my gaming chair out the window. Like, get away from me. I have a full relationship with you. Leave me alone.
I see you more than anyone else.
Like, literally.
I just feel like, you know, you just got to do things, switch up the scenery.
For sure.
You know.
That's why I'm crazy now, because I've been sitting in the house for 2 weeks.
Change, you know, what you your daily routine. I learned this from a book, because this is what she be telling me when I'm depressed. Switch up the scenery, change your daily routine.
But I don't have friends, so, like, I just been sitting in here, like, lonely. And I don't like being going out somewhere by myself, because sometimes, like, my body acts up and I need help, and, you know, maybe I can't walk all the time. Like, earlier when we went to the mall, like, my hip was, like, really jacked up. I needed to lean on Mufasa because my hip was jacked up. So I was like, oh, all right,
bitch, you have friends.
No, I don't. Look at my birthday.
I was there.
Okay, I wasn't talking about you. Oh. Mr. Busy, you've been busy for weeks. What do you want me to say?
Look at my birthday. Look at my birthday. You didn't just break your back to try to make anything happen, but fuck it.
Oh, I'm sorry that my depression is about you. That I'm disappointed because I see all these people having amazing birthdays, and I was like, six people came to mine. It's fine. It doesn't matter that I wanted to be out the country. It's fine. I'm not allowed to be sad. It's cool.
She's doing this on purpose, guys. She's trying to make me go crazy because she feels the way she wants to drive me crazy.
Yo, I did say I was crazy. Low key psycho.
And she gets off on this. I'm not gonna lie.
I do. But a part of it is what I'm saying is true though.
It is.
Like, I didn't want to have a birthday. I would have rather not had a birthday. Like, for what?
She would have rather
only
not
niggas came.
A plan. I just watched something like this on Love & Hip Hop, by the way.
So and it's like, it's not even like I don't love the people who came. It's just like, wow, this is it. I'm turning 30.
I get what she's saying. I really do. Like, I give her a hard time about
and
it.
And this is why I wanted to go to Cabo, because I was like, I just knew if I stayed in the United States of America, I was going to slip my wrist on my birthday. I knew it. I was going to be depressed if I stayed here. I knew without a shadow of a doubt. I was like, ain't no way I'm going to have two good birthdays going back to back. It's not possible. It's not possible. That's not how my life works. So I was like, I got to get out of the country. I wanted to be me, Smiley, and Mufasa. I almost called him Mustafa. You about to have me saying it wrong.
Good.
And I just wanted us to get a room. Two. I was going to pay extra for Smiley to have an adjoining. For us to be right off the water. It was this really nice resort.
And she just don't have to worry about it.
And then I wouldn't have to be disappointed.
Right.
It's hard not to be disappointed when nothing you want happened.
I get it.
I didn't want to be here.
I get it.
And then I see all these people, they're traveling out the state, they're traveling out the country for their birthdays. They have a room full of people to celebrate. My family didn't even do nothing for my birthday. They didn't even ask, didn't even attempt, didn't even suggest. Like, I ain't get no birthday presents. Bro, I'm turning 30. Like, that is a huge milestone. I didn't think I was going to see past 25, 27. It's my 30th birthday. Like, I ain't even get no money. I ain't get nothing. Like, leave me alone. Ever since then, I've been in a bad mood all year. Like, just leave me alone.
I understand how she feels. It don't make
And only one person even offered to take me to dinner. Andre, thank you. Even though I wasn't feeling good that weekend. Like, dang, bro. What
it
was the, like, this
and
trash.
It was touch and go, especially the last year. Like, it was a lot that we had to deal with. So, it was a blessing to see her 30th, which is why I wanted
was
to
it?
Try to do something. Well, yes.
Maybe for y'all. Y'all the only ones happy I'm still here. But I'm glad I could be here for you guys.
I get how she feels. It doesn't make it suck less when she just looks at you and says, this is it. But that's cool. I get what she's saying.
I mean, but I loved my birthday. It's just not what I wanted. And it's my 30th. Like, if it was another birthday, I would have never thought about it again. I really wouldn't have, because then I'm like, cool. Like, I got to go shooting. We went to an arcade, which was really cool, because I'm, like, into, like, funky stuff like that. We did this really, really neat, like, 3D, like, zombie thing. I got sick as I don't know what. Like, I almost threw up so many times. He almost threw up so many times.
I was like, yo, oh, my gosh.
This... I think Four was the only one who was cool the whole time. He was the only
one that could actually run.
He was like, yeah. I was like, what are you doing? Like, he was like, oh, it's so cool. Man, I wanted to shoot him so bad, but we were on the same team. I was so irritated. Man, I got out the jump, almost fell over, bro. Like, the vertigo was kicking my tail. And, like, it was fine. And then we went to Lemongrass, which was amazing. I got
I can't wait to go back.
Crab meat pad thai. Whew. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Yes.
I got to see Mark. You know, Four was there. Mufasa was there. Smiley was there. Like, that's my whole birthday, though. That was it. You know?
It was
and no shade, but Smiley did get me the only flavor of cake I don't like.
I was going
You're
crazy,
my best
guys.
Friend. Like, how do you not know I hate chocolate cake? Like, lemon is my favorite flavor of dessert. I say this all the time.
She does.
I was heartbroken. I was just like, wow, that's so crazy. My sister didn't come to my birthday. It's like the second, third, fourth year in a row she didn't celebrate my birthday with me. My other sister's mom was in the hospital, so I was like, God, yeah, just my. And I'm just like, where was my other girlfriends at? Like, as much as, like, oh, your friends suck. I know, clearly. Nobody cared about me. It's fine. That's changed since my 20s, because before, I would not have cared. Mm. I'm way more sensitive now. I hate it.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I would much rather not care. Y'all could do whatever you want. I'm going to just look at you like, all right, whatever.
Whatever, I don't care.
Cool. Do you, boo. Treat yourself.
I'll be like, care. Care. Care.
Right, and I'm just like, for what? People take advantage of you when you care. Like, I'm over it. This is how y'all know I'm depressed. Like, I really am so over it.
I'm so sorry, guys.
I'm not sorry. We're real. I'm real. I'm not going to come on here and act like, oh, my life is great. It's not great. It's not great. It hasn't been great for, I don't even know. It's been a mess. And I've been trying, and I'm just tired. I'm tired.
She's tired.
I mean, like, I got another 2 weeks of, like, seeing if something good happened, and then I'm, like, checking myself in. It's a wrap. I ain't got it. Mm. Sometimes life just ain't shit.
Right.
I'd rather not lie to myself about it.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, that's what we have got here for. We are. She is being very raw and real.
And that's also why I'm in therapy.
Right.
This is why I also advocate everybody to go to therapy, especially right now. Because it's like being stuck in the house, not being able to hug your loved ones or see certain people or do certain things that you're used to doing for however long. Like, we're not used to these types of restrictions on our lives. And then for those of us who are still being safe, seeing all these crazy people out here not being safe, like, and all the death and all, like, how you don't need therapy?
My mom, she said something the other day. She was like, I was invited to a cookout. We were going to go. But then I thought about it. She's like, why are people still acting like it's not still COVID?
Right. It was so many people in the mall today who did not have on a mask. And some of them look like the type of people who don't believe in vaccines. So I just knew they were not vaccinated. Y'all know what type of people I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They have a special look.
And my mom was like, she's like, what changed? And I was like, I mean, well, vaccines are out now, I guess. And she was like,
people are lying and say that they are because the governor said, oh, hey, guys, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask inside. Are you stupid?
Like, people were filling
up bags of gasoline. Are you dumb? Are you dumb? Governor Hogan, I just want to know.
You don't have to wear a mask if you vaccinated. And I'm like, so how can you check that?
You can't. Most places are not going to sit there and ask people to show their vaccination card. And then you got people out here making fake vaccination cards.
Right.
And I'm just like, y'all want people to die, bro. Being one of those people.
Right.
It's stressful. I was trying to get more comfortable eating back in restaurants and stuff. Because I was like, oh, it's getting hot. You're going to need the AC because we're going to be boofing. You know what I'm saying? It's like big hot. And now I'm just like, let's get it to go. We can eat at home. We can eat outside at the park. We can take a long walk. You know what I'm saying? Anything. That's exactly what went in my head. That's exactly the song. Oh my God, that's crazy. And I'm just like, now I just don't feel safe in anything. Like, I wanted to get a drink when we were at the mall. I did. But I was like, I'm not going to be able to drink it. I wanted some Starbucks. I'm not going to be able to drink it. I don't feel safe putting my mask up to drink anything. Because what if I slip up and lick some COVID? No, thank you. No, ma'am. I've only been off chemo for like 3-4 weeks, I think. It hasn't even been a couple months. Like, the stuff has to get fully on my system.
Right.
I need my immune system to come back. And then maybe I'll get a little loosey-goosey.
No, no loose secrecy right now.
Y'all tripping. Let me tell you something. I don't plan on getting vaccinated because I think it's going to play with my immune system way too much and with the lupus because I'm in a lupus group and I've seen enough people say that their lupus got worse or they developed a secondary or third autoimmune disease from getting the shot. So I'm just not getting it. I don't have great luck with my health, so I'm just not going to push it. I am traveling for my birthday next year. I will die in a foreign country before I stay in the U.S. for my birthday again next year.
Okay.
That's a wrap.
Where are we going?
Don't know. I don't even know. I got a whole package where I can get. I got a cruise. I got two domestic vacations, and I have two international vacations.
I mean, that's fine.
And it was only $4.99.
Just be safe. That's it.
Oh, I it's time to go. I'ma go.
Right. I mean, we can go. Like, I'm definitely going somewhere next year. So.
All right, Canada.
I'm like,
even though you still don't know the tale of two cities, you don't know which city you want to go to. I don't know how we're going to plan this in advance when you can't pick what city you want to go to.
I'm going to just go to Vancouver.
Okay, so it's going to be Vancouver, officially.
What was the other one? That's why when I say I'm indecisive, just take whatever I say the first one and just go with it.
Vancouver wasn't even the first one you said. You said Amsterdam.
I did. I said Amsterdam. I think I'm gonna go to Vancouver. We just gonna leave it at that. Now, great. If I change my mind again,
I'm not doing it.
Don't let
I'm
me.
I'm not. I'm just gonna say Vancouver.
Just worry. I mean, either way, I'm going to Canada, and we're going away. So.
And you need to get an RSVP from your friends so we can get an official count. Cause that whole changing at the last minute, like we're doing now, that's not gonna work if we flying out the state.
No,
the
it's country. Not.
Do people need passports for Canada?
I mean, I have a passport. Yeah.
Okay, you need to check to see. Exactly. Do you have a passport? Okay. When does it expire? Huh?
It's updated.
He don't know when it expires is what that means.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I'm going to check mine.
Glad we're on the same page.
I think when I decide to go to Canada, I check my passport to make sure it wasn't going to expire before then.
I'll check mine too, just to be safe.
Yeah,
but I think they last for 10 years.
Right, and I just got mine. I got mine to go out the country with you.
Which did not. Dude, you went where? Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay.
So it's recent there.
Oh,
yeah, that's why he's saying like his passport is recent.
I thought he's like.
That's why I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Oh, that was out of city, Toronto.
I remember. I just wasn't gonna remind you. Because I'm like, I don't got time.
Yo, I thought he was saying like, I've been to Canada. I don't want to go. I'm like.
No, he was just saying, this is how I know that my passport is updated. That's why I was like, oh, okay, all right, that makes sense.
There's nothing in Toronto?
Well, Vancouver.
Vancouver it is.
In my head, I immediately started hearing SpongeBob. I'm a Goofy Goober! Rock! Goofy Goober! That's like my favorite cartoon song, I think. Goofy Goober song.
Everyone loves SpongeBob.
I don't like SpongeBob. I just like that song.
I just like Krusty Krab Pizza. The pizza song where he's walking with the pizza.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Emmanuel did a skit for that. The comedian from Wallin' Out.
Emmanuel Hudson. Oscar,
yeah.
Asking all them questions. Making statements. Assuming. Anyway,
where you at?
I feel like we got way off of 20 to 30. We just was chopping the shits. Like, we just was chopping the shits.
I mean, we kind of did. You said five things. I said, like, two.
I mean, I feel like all the other stuff happened in between.
It did.
But I feel like it happened based off of the things that I was saying. So
it did.
We kind of got it done. You know, it just happened. Today is one of those episodes. But
most of our episodes are like that. Which is why I don't apologize, because I don't care, bro. Y'all know how we are.
I feel like we've had some structured, like, this is what we're going to talk about and we stick to it.
No, we always go off topic at least once or twice every episode. I don't think we ever had an episode where we only talked about that specific subject. It's always like, oh, you remember that time?
Hey, yo, y'all seen Madea plays? You know how they be like Tyler Perry just goes off a script?
That's exactly how we are.
We just be like, oh, what is it? And then everybody be sitting like, is this in the script?
You don't know how to improv. Get off my stage. Get out my long hair.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so.
Oh, shout out Shirley Pepsi Raleigh.
Why? What happened?
Oh, I love her voice.
Oh.
And she be in Medea's place.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I love her too. I was going to say, did something happen to her? We love
DC?
her.
DC?
We stay. She's from DC?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, one of her songs is my mom's song for me when I was in her belly. It's called Thanks for My Child. She used to just always
her
sing
womb?
It.
Her womb? We don't have babies in our bellies.
Look at this. Look at
what did he say?
Just punch her.
What did you say?
Just punch her.
Why do you always feel like domestic abuse is okay to talk about like that?
He sees how you treat Sydney.
I will shoot him.
She will shoot me, but she can let you slap her.
I asked him to.
I know her longer, but she will shoot me. She keeps doing this. Y'all, it's been real.
It has.
I appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And if you ain't got to worry about it today, worry about it tomorrow.
Bye.